Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshias, Matos, and Masei. Today is Rosh Chodesh Av, Tavshanayin Vav. In this week's Parsha, at the beginning of Masei, the Torah tells us, Eile Masei b'nei Yisrael asher yatsu me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are the travels of Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. At first glance, the Torah seems to be saying that when the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they went traveling, they went through the Midbar, and then went to the following places. But a closer look at the Pasuk will reveal that the Torah seems to be saying that these are the places that Klal Yisrael went to when they came out of Mitzrayim, meaning each and every place. We would think that the first place that they traveled to would be the place that they left Mitzrayim to go to. The Torah seems to be saying over here that they left Mitzrayim and they went to each one of these places. How is that possible? How is it possible that they left Mitzrayim and they went to Masois that they had not gotten to until many, many years later? What is the significance, if any, of leaving Mitzrayim to go to each and every one of these destinations? The Mefarshim explain that Mitzrayim is Milashon Meitzar. Mitzrayim is the language, the word denotes boundaries. Mitzrayim, as we know, was the quintessential area of Tumah in the world at the time. Kishuf was there, sorcery was there, black magic was there, Tumah was there. Of course, we know that the Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah, they were in the 49th degree of Tumah. Until they went into the Midbar and they accepted the Torah, where they became the Am Segula. A person, every single day of his life, is surrounded by nisyonis, by tsaros, by travails, by challenges, and then our job is to get through each and every one of those nisyonis as best as we can. Rav Sadia Goyen used to say that he did tshuva on every day for what he didn't know the day before. The job of a Jew is every single day to try to make sure that the day today is better than the day before. Additionally, one has to realize that what he knew yesterday and what he did yesterday pales into comparison with what he did, with what he does today, with what his madrega is today. And that yesterday was a lower madrega, he was on a lower level than he is today. That's the job of a Jew. So it turns out that each day compared to the previous day, or each day compared to the next day, he was in Mitzrayim, he was boxed in. And today, he has a new realization, he has a new understanding of Avodas Hashem, of Avos Yisrael, and of mitzvahs. And that could be the pshat, al pi machshava, of what was going on when the Torah tells us that they left Mitzrayim. Each masa, each destination that they had, each day that they were in the Midbar came with its challenges. As we know, almost the whole entire parshas of Sefer Bamidbar talks about the nisyonis and the challenges and the difficulties and sometimes the failings that happen in the Midbar. But each day was a new day, and each day is a day that's better than the next day. And that's really the avodah of a yid. Every single day has to be better than the next day. In these times of the 9 days, our job is to pay more attention to this than usually in the rest of the year. Our job in the 9 days is specifically to focus in on Avos Yisrael, on Avos Chinam, how we can love our friends, how we can be marbe shalom, how we can promote peace amongst us, how we can promote peace amongst Klal Yisrael, and how we can learn to each and every day be more accepting of our fellow Yidden, to be more understanding of our fellow Yidden, and to try to see the good in every single person. Mir Hashem, we should be zeicha to the coming of Mashiach, m'herev yameinu amen, and we should be able to go out of the Mitzarim, get out of the Mitzrayim, and to be b'nei chayrin, in b'nei chayrin, el misha oisik b'teira. A good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.